Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Book of Boundaries by Melissa Urban is a practical guide to creating healthier relationships by clearly defining what you will and will not accept. Known for her work around behavior change and personal accountability, Urban translates boundary setting into a skill anyone can learn, even if you feel anxious about conflict, people-pleasing, or being seen as difficult. The book frames boundaries as tools for self-respect and emotional safety, rather than punishments or ultimatums. It focuses on how to communicate limits with clarity, how to handle pushback without over-explaining, and how to repair or reassess relationships when patterns do not change. Readers can expect concrete language, they can adapt to real situations, plus frameworks for deciding which boundaries matter most. More than a motivational message, it is a method for reducing resentment, protecting your time and energy, and aligning daily choices with your values. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing boundaries as self-respect, not control. A central theme is redefining what boundaries are for. Many people approach limits as a way to change someone else or to stop conflict, which sets them up for frustration. The book positions boundaries as a commitment you make to yourself, rooted in your values, needs, and capacity. That shift matters because it moves boundary setting away from policing others and toward choosing your own responses. It also addresses common misconceptions, such as believing boundaries are selfish, mean, or only needed in toxic relationships. Instead, boundaries are presented as a normal feature of healthy connection, especially when expectations, roles, and responsibilities are unclear. The book encourages readers to notice where resentment, dread, or chronic overwhelm show up, since those signals often indicate a missing limit. By identifying what you are protecting, such as time, emotional bandwidth, privacy, or physical space, you can craft boundaries that are specific and realistic. This framing helps readers understand that discomfort is not proof. A boundary is wrong, but often a sign you are breaking old patterns like overgiving, overexplaining, or avoiding difficult conversations. Secondly, deciding what to set and where to start, the book emphasizes that boundary work becomes manageable when you stop trying to fix everything at once. Readers are guided to prioritize high-impact areas, recurring conflicts, obligations that leave you depleted, and situations where you routinely say yes but mean no. It encourages distinguishing between preferences and non-negotiables, and between what is merely annoying and what truly undermines your well-being. Another key idea is choosing boundaries that you can actually enforce. Rather than making broad declarations, the approach favors clear, measurable limits tied to your behavior, such as how you will respond if a pattern continues or what access you will no longer provide. The book also highlights the importance of context. A boundary with a boss may look different than one with a sibling, and your capacity can change during stressful seasons. You learn to evaluate the cost of maintaining the status quo versus the temporary discomfort of change. Starting small is treated as a strategy, not a compromise. By building confidence with lower stakes boundaries, readers develop the emotional tolerance and communication skills needed for tougher conversations later. Thirdly, how to communicate boundaries with clarity and calm. Communication is presented as the make or break factor in successful boundary setting. The book focuses on being direct without being harsh, and on keeping your message short enough that it cannot be negotiated into confusion. It discourages long justifications, which can invite debate and place your needs on trial. Instead, readers are encouraged to state the limit, name what will happen next, and stay aligned with the tone they want to bring into the relationship. The approach also acknowledges nervous system realities. It is difficult to speak clearly when you are activated, guilty, or afraid of abandonment. Planning language in advance, practicing out loud, and choosing the right moment are treated as practical supports. The book also differentiates between requests and boundaries. A request asks another person to change, while a boundary clarifies what you will do to take care of yourself. That distinction helps prevent disappointment and power struggles. Readers also learn to handle common conversational traps, like being pulled into defending your decision, getting sidetracked by the other person's feelings, or being pressured to make exceptions that undo the boundary. Fourthly, dealing with pushback, guilt, and emotional backlash. The book prepares readers for the reality that boundaries can trigger resistance, especially in relationships shaped by old roles. Pushback is framed as information, not necessarily as evidence you did something wrong. People may respond with anger, mockery, bargaining, silent treatment, or claims that you have changed for the worse. The book helps readers anticipate these reactions and decide ahead of time how to respond without escalating. It also addresses internal pushback, guilt for disappointing others, fear of being disliked, and the discomfort of prioritizing your own needs. Readers are encouraged to separate compassion from compliance. You can care about someone's feelings without reversing your decision. Another key point is consistency. If you repeatedly cave under pressure, you teach others that persistence works. The book supports readers in holding the line while staying respectful, using repetition and calm exits rather than arguing. It also acknowledges that some relationships may not survive new limits, and it treats that outcome as a meaningful data point. If a relationship depends on you having no boundaries, the book suggests that the cost of maintaining it may be too high. Lastly, boundaries in key life domains, work, family, friends, and self, rather than keeping boundary setting abstract, the book explores how limits apply across everyday domains. At work, boundaries may involve availability, workload, response times, and the ability to disconnect, especially in cultures that reward constant access. With family, boundaries often intersect with history, obligation, and identity, making them emotionally charged. The book addresses how to navigate traditions, unsolicited advice, parenting conflicts, and caretaking expectations while preserving connection when possible. In friendships, it highlights reciprocal effort, reliability, and respectful communication, including how to respond when someone repeatedly cancels, takes without giving, or vents without consent. Romantic relationships bring another layer, including privacy, autonomy, finances, and shared responsibilities. Importantly, the book also discusses self-boundaries, the limits you set with your own habits, such as overcommitting, doom-scrolling, or ignoring rest. This expands the concept beyond interpersonal conflict and into daily integrity. By applying the same principles across contexts, readers learn that boundaries are not a one-time conversation, but an ongoing practice of aligning actions with values, protecting health, and creating space for what matters. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who struggle with people-pleasing, resentment, burnout, or anxiety around conflict, as well as anyone who wants more honest, sustainable relationships. It is also valuable for leaders, caregivers, and parents who routinely manage competing demands and need clear limits without becoming rigid. The benefit is practical. Better boundaries can protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being, which often leads to improved self-respect and more stable connections. When you communicate limits clearly and follow through consistently, you reduce hidden expectations and the chronic frustration that comes from hoping others will read your mind. Over time, this can improve decision-making, increase confidence, and make space for healthier habits and priorities. Compared to many books that stay inspirational or purely therapeutic, this one stands out for its actionable, real-world orientation. It focuses on usable language, predictable patterns of pushback, and the mindset shifts that keep boundaries from turning into debates or guilt spirals. That combination makes it worth buying for readers who want a repeatable approach they can apply at work, at home, and in their own routines, rather than a concept they agree with but cannot implement. If you would like to support Melissa Urban, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.